All right. So if you haven't seen it, I'm sure you'll go home, get your Redbox or your on-demand and go watch it this afternoon. Maybe we'll have some rain, you know, or something like that. So go home and watch it if you haven't seen it. Because, actually, this movie carries with it the very purpose of life, okay? Who knew that Ben Stiller could direct a film that would hold something of such value? But I'm serious. It does. I think it does. And I hope that we find that is true together today. So a quick synopsis, if you didn't get it from the trailer. Walter Mitty is this middle-aged man. And actually, let me preface it this way. So The Secret Life of Walter Mitty was a book or a short story written by James Thurber for The New Yorker in 1939. And there was actually a Danny Kaye film back in like the 40s, I think, about it. And this holds up this character of who Walter Mitty is, but it kind of takes it in a different spin from the story. So if you've read the story, we're probably going to go in a little bit different direction. And I actually like where the movie goes more. But anyway, so Ben Stiller plays this character, Walter Mitty, who's this middle-aged man who is constantly daydreaming and imagining himself as this competent and courageous hero who is always ready to save the day. He goes on all these wild adventures, and he's just constantly dreaming about them. But while he's doing this, he's actually entirely zoned out from life, the life that's going on around him, so that when he actually is present in the moment, he's not ready to be there. He's not ready to engage in the life that's around him. You probably saw in the trailer that he works for Life magazine, and life is being swallowed up. The print version of life is being swallowed up by the digital world. And so not only is Walter looking at this job loss, but he's also lost this photo negative that Sean O'Connell, that famous photographer, intended for the cover. So he's got some big, big problems. And it's these problems, with the help of some friends and the secret crush that he has on Cheryl Melhoff, that are going to lead him to this point where he has to make a decision. Is he going to continue to go through life as this kind of passive participant, this person who only lives out his wishes and hopes and in his daydreams? Or is he going to live life and engage it fully in the present, in the now? Let me show you, we'll roll another clip here, about what his life looks like when he is just checked out. So let's see a clip here. We having technical issues?
And what do you do this weekend?
Let's see.
Do I have a techie?
I bathed in Arctic mountain water while my Latin lover recited verse to me.
You slut.
I know.
We got several techies. Good. So this is where I do a song and dance. All right. Fin. No. We'll get it rolling.
What do you do this weekend?
Let's see. I bathed in Arctic mountain water while my Latin lover recited verse to me.
You slut.
I know. Actually, I waited for my refrigerator repairman who never came. I'm so sorry.
I'm gonna call you later.
Okay.
The ice, Jace. She moves like a woman.
I'm Walter Mitty.
Cheryl Melhoff.
Where have you been?
Testing the limits of the human spirit.
I'd like to climb your hair and test that out.
Perhaps I can contact you, possibly through my poetry falcon.
Poetry falcon. I like that.
Do you think if I hit him with a paperclip, would he move?
Yeah, I don't know. Do it.
Oh, hello.
I actually threw a toner box at him once.
Yeah, did he move?
No, I missed.
It's a great story. Ground control to Major Tom. Can you hear me, Major Tom? Oh. Wow.
Moving on,
yeah.
As they say. Conference room, more of these stations here where people sort of do their thing. Layouts here.
Yeah. So Walter, he misses out on life, right? He's checked out. He's living in these daydreams, and you get a real sense of what his true desires are. But Walter's never able to pursue them. He's never in the present, ready to make that choice, to make those dreams a reality. And I don't want to say here that daydreaming is bad, right? Because that's actually not what this is about. This isn't saying that you shouldn't daydream, and it's not saying that you're never supposed to zone out. But it is, I think, the point of this movie, the message is that if we are constantly somewhere else, if we are not engaged in the present, we're going through life fast asleep. We're not supposed to go through life fast asleep. We're supposed to go through life wide awake, to be interacting with experiences and with people that come our way. So Walter, it's not that his daydreams are wrong. It's that he never engages in life to make those dreams a reality. And I think that's a good question for us. Are we going through life fast asleep, or are we going through life wide awake? Are we engaging the moment when it comes to us? Are we entering into those relationships around us when they knock on our door? Are we open to life in the present? So maybe you've experienced yourself zoned out. Maybe you've missed out on some life choices or are continuing to not take those risks to engage in life. Maybe it looks like not asking that person that you like out on a date because you're afraid that you're going to get rejected. Or maybe it's not sticking up for a bully or for a kid who's being bullied in school, or not standing up to your employer when you think they're making unethical choices. Maybe it's not coming to participate in a faith community because you think of yourselves as not worthy or unholy. You know, we have these experiences of fear and these experiences of not good enough that hold us away from risking and entering in to life. Maybe it's relationships. Maybe you're holding back from having those tough conversations that you need to have because you're afraid of what the outcome might be. But you're missing out on life in the present and the possibility that it can bring. And it's okay. I mean, all of us have times in our lives where we zone out, right? And we have good reasons for it. It's scary to be vulnerable with other people. I think all of us as human beings have these really core needs. And I think this is the deepest and truest of our core needs. We need to be known, we need to be heard, and we need to be loved. And in order to be those things and do those things, we have to be vulnerable, right? And when we put ourselves out there, when we take those risks and we make ourselves vulnerable, and it's not, you know, we can't control how the other person is going to react. And that's scary, right? So maybe we build up walls. Maybe we zone out. Or maybe we fill our lives with all sorts of things so that we don't have to engage in asking those really deep questions that we have inside. So for Walter, this kind of began when he was 17. So Walter was a skateboarder. He had an awesome mohawk that his dad helped shave into his head. And I mean, he was engaging life fully. He had all these plans to travel the world. But when he was 17, his dad passed away unexpectedly. And the day that his dad passed away was the day that he got a job at Papa John's, because he felt the responsibility of caring for his mom and his sister. And that's a good thing that he did that he provided for them. But that was the beginning of this checking out, right? He got to the point where there was enough provision for his mom and his sister, but he always saw himself as provider. And if he, the fear of not being able to provide just spilled over into the rest of his life. It was this unchecked fear that ended up making him just basically go through life totally unwilling to do any risking, to be vulnerable. So Walter keeps having these dreams, and what needs to happen is these dreams need to be looked at not as ways to escape, but as actually invitations to wake up. And I think I want to show you this clip where this idea of dreams becoming an invitation to wake up is reoriented for Walter.
Walter! Walter! Bye!
Oh, sorry. I was just...
Where do you go?
I started thinking about...
Oh, no, it's okay. I was probably boring you about my broken refrigerator.
No!
Rich! My son's running into the street. I have to go.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to tell you, that song, Major Tom, back there when the beard guy was... He doesn't know what he's talking about. That song is about courage and going into the unknown. It's a cool song. Rich!
That was a beautiful moment where Walter's life is interrupted, where actually Cheryl makes herself vulnerable to Walter, sharing what she really feels she believes about that song and really helping Walter change his whole perception about who he is. You know, he's not this space cadet, but he has this potential to be courageous and to look into the unknown. Cheryl is like those dreams that we have. She invites Walter to experience life fully. She shakes him, she stirs him from sleeping and calls him in to life wide awake. And I think that's why we do community together. I think that's why we gather as Jacob's Well, because we need people in our lives that are gonna stir us up, that are gonna wake us up and come alongside us in those risks that we all are faced with in our lives. Now, I wanna show you another clip, and this one's a little longer, but I think it really captures this whole process of Walter being approached with these fears and these doubts that he has, and then this dream, this invitation to wake up that comes through community, and then we get to see what life wide awake looks like. So let's watch this clip.
You flying out right now?
I'm just gonna finish my beer.
The weather doesn't look so great.
It's not.
Looks like there's a storm moving in.
Yeah.
Brewing.
Yeah.
But you're just gonna finish your beer and then buy a machine?
Yeah, I'm kinda nervous about the storm. Just wanna get a couple of beers down. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not gonna go with you.
Yeah. Whatever. See you, man.
Okay, see you. Okay.
To Walter Mitty. He knows why. Ground control. control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
Look at that face. That's what life wide awake looks like. You saw that whole process, right? We are approached with that process in every moment of our lives, in every relationship that we have in our lives, every experience, in every place that we find ourselves, every community that we're involved in our work, at our school. We're approached with this dilemma. Are we going to risk being present and engaging the moment, being alive with one another, being open to others? Or are we gonna let that risk and the fear that surrounds it, are we gonna let that just put us to sleep, to make us zone out? I think we wanna live life wide awake. I think we wanna have that face. And I think this is true. This is true in our lives. And there's some space on your Sunday paper. What are those places in your life right now where you find yourselves kind of zoning out? Those places in your life where maybe you've been asleep. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's an experience at work. Maybe it's something that you're afraid to do at school. But we need to be intentionally approaching those places where we have been scared and reluctant to risk. And we need to find the courage through other people, through those dreams, and to engage in those and to enter into those places of fear more fully, to know what real life is about. So if you have those in mind, you can write some of those down on your Sunday paper. I want to show one more clip, and I think it's really important. If you've watched the movie, you see Walter Mitty go through all of these experiences all across the world. Like, I mean, he's going to Greenland, and he climbs the Himalayas, and, you know, it'd be really easy to get out of this movie this message, like, the more you consume, the more experiences you get, the more you have, the more you do, the more your life is going to be full, and the more you will be awake. But that's not what this movie is saying. And in fact, that message of more is better is actually one of those ways that we can check out. Because we can try to fill our life with stuff that just kind of numbs us from the pain and the fears that we have instead of engaging those fears and taking those risks to enter into life fully. So let's watch this clip.
How'd you find me anyway? My mom, cool lady, knows how to bake.
Yeah.
Hey, why did you?
When are you gonna take it.
Sometimes I don't. If I like a moment, I mean me, personally, I don't like to have the distraction of the camera. I just want to stay in it.
Stay in it?
Yeah, right there. Right here. Oh, let's go. Let's go. That looks like fun. I think I'm gonna jump in.
Hey, what was the picture, Sean?
We're gonna be odd numbered if you don't join.
What was the picture?
Let's just call it a ghost cat, Walter Mitty.
So it's not about the picture. You know, this movie is never really about finding negative 25 or finding Sean O'Connell. It's about Walter finding himself, finding that he is called to actually engage in life as it comes to him, right here, right now, in the present. That's what this movie is about. And God has this call to us too. If dreams are invitations to wake up, then God's dream for us is the kingdom of heaven, that we could wake up to the kingdom of heaven. Jesus was all about this. And let's get something clear here. The kingdom of heaven that Jesus talks about isn't about some far off place, some eternity that we go to after we die. If that were the case, then we could just go through life fast asleep. We could just wait until the end and wake up then. But Jesus isn't about that. Jesus is about calling us into the right here and the right now, to be present, to be fully present with one another, to be fully present with to those relationships and those people in our lives, to those opportunities, those possibilities, to the hard times, to not shy away from the hard times either, but to enter into them fully. And we can only do that when we know we're loved. So that's what Jesus did. To the people that were asleep because they had an illness like leprosy that kept them away from community, Jesus drew closer and he said to them, "You are loved. You are known. Wake up." To the people that were marginalized on the side of the community because the dominant culture said they had no place in it, like the women who followed Jesus, Jesus said, "You are heard. Wake up." And to people that were consumed with greed and filling their lives with things because they were too scared to enter into the present, Jesus reached over the walls that like Zacchaeus had built, and he says, "You are forgiven. Wake up." Jesus looks at each of us, looks each of us in the eyes, and says, "You are known, you are loved, you are heard, and we can wake up." There's this beautiful, beautiful quote that is throughout the entire movie. It's life's motto. And I'm not sure that it's actually life's motto or not. I can't find out who is the originator of this quote, but you'll see it there on the top of your Sunday paper. And you'll see it here on the screen. To see the world, things dangerous to come to see behind walls, to draw closer, and to feel. That is the purpose of life. To see the world, to live wide awake in the present, even though it's going to be dangerous, even though we are going to have to expose ourselves to risk. But it's when we take those risks that we can see behind walls. We can see behind the fears and insecurities that others put up, and then we can draw closer to one another. And when we draw closer, we begin to feel. We begin to see the beauty and the fragility that it is to be human, that it is to be alive. And knowing that, we can enter more deeply into this life and invite others to enter it more deeply. That's what this kingdom of heaven is all about. That is what it means to be doing life wide awake. So let's do that together as a community. Let's live wide awake. So we are known, we are loved, and we are heard. Jesus says, don't be afraid. Let's live wide awake. Amen.